The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. The latest polls have encouraging news for the Obama campaign in the biggest swing states, Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The Quinnipiac CBS News New York Times poll of likely voters shows the president with 50% or more of the vote. But why? When an economy languishes, the conventional wisdom holds that the incumbent president loses. Well, the poll has something to say about that. But first, David Harris of AJC. Unemployment remains above 8%, and with a little more than 3 months before the election, the economy has hit another soft patch, which means that Mitt Romney's central argument against a second Obama term should be resonating.
His policies have failed to get America working again. And my guess is he wonders why that is. And I have the answer for him. Liberal policies don't make good jobs.
And yet the latest polling shows it in the swing states of Pennsylvania, Florida, and Ohio. On the issue of who would do a better job handling the economy, the president and Romney are almost evenly split. And it turns out that if you word the question a little differently, a gap opens up. And you ask voters whose policies are either improving the economy now or will, if given more time, over half pick Obama. Most voters, for now anyway, seem to have bought into the president's argument that he needs more time to fix things.
Our first order of business is to recover all the jobs and wealth that was lost in the crisis. And we've made strides these last 3.5 years to get that done.
And as for Romney's counter-argument that it takes business experience to create jobs, the president's negative ads seem to be working. Over half the voters polled said Romney's experience at Bain Capital was too focused on profits. And as for whether these numbers will hold, close to 90% in all three swing states say nothing is going to change their minds between now and Election Day. Exactly 97 days away. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.